on 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. The filmmaker Dwayne Adler graduated from the University of Maryland College Park in 1991. He lives in Los Angeles, and he has written the screenplays for two of the highest-grossing dance teen romance movies in the last 40 years. Dwayne Adler is following the success of Save the Last Dance and the Step Up films with a new movie that's just opened in this area. It's called Make Your Move, and it stars Derek Huff, one of the professional dancers on Dancing with the Stars, as well as a Korean singer and dancer named Boa. It also marks Dwayne Adler's directorial debut, and he joins me on the line from the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and congratulations on the movie. Let's tell folks what it's about. It concerns two characters, Donnie and Aya, and this is a kind of a Romeo and Juliet love story.
It really is. It's an American boy, tap dancer from Louisiana. He relocates to Brooklyn, to New York, to work with his brother's club. And in the club, he meets Aya, played by Boa. And she is this just stunning, beautiful Asian girl. And it really follows the Romeo and Juliet West Side Story model. You know, it's love at first sight and a connection through music and dance.
And, of course, the Capulets and the Montagues in this case are Aya's brother and Donnie's brother, each of whom owns competing nightclubs in Brooklyn.
Correct, correct. It's Donnie's half-brother, played by Wesley Jonathan. And Donnie's brother and Aya's brother used to be partners, and they had a dream together. That dream fell apart, and now they're rivals, very bitter rivals. And they don't want Donnie and Aya to be together.
The dance that I saw in this movie for the first day was new to me. I guess it's called Kobu, C-O-B-U, or Taiko dance. And this is a really incredible style. Aya, the character played by this dancer and singer named Boa, it involves drumming with sticks on drums that are on wheels, and they wheel them around and jump over them and on top of them and next to them, and it's really quite exciting. Tell us a little bit about that style of dance.
Well, when I was putting the movie together, I wanted to incorporate elements of American culture and Asian culture. So I started thinking of percussion instruments. I knew Donnie was a tap dancer. So I was thinking, well, what would an instrument or a musical element be that Aya would be a master at, that's unique only to her? And taiko drums is what sprung to mind. And I was literally sitting at my computer, and I Googled tap dance and taiko drumming, because I was like, well, you know, let's see if anybody's doing anything like this. And I met this group out of New York, Japanese-American girls, called Kobu, founded by a woman named Yako Miyamoto. And they had married tap funk dance to taiko drums. And I reached out to Yako, God, this was probably 7 years ago. And I said, look, I love what you do. I've made some dance movies. I've written some dance movies. I want to turn this idea into a movie. And I warned her it would take a while. And here we are, you know, just opening. And it was almost 7 years to the day where I first reached out to her.
Well, that's terrific. And part of her troupe is also in this movie. Aya has a backup troupe of dancers, and that comes from that particular
exactly.
ensemble.
Exactly. The two Asian girls are Yako and one of her partners, Haruna. And Yako worked with Boa for nearly 6 weeks, teaching her the mastery of taiko drums, which is really incredible what Boa did. And what Derek did. Derek is not a tap dancer, and Boa is not a taiko drum player. And what they had to do to master these, you know, people, dancers, performers will spend their entire lifetime to master their craft like this. And it's just a tribute to how hard they worked.
Well, it's an interesting casting decision on your part, then. There are certainly plenty of tap dancers, and I would imagine there are plenty of, you know, and Boa is huge in Asia as a singer. And not really as much as a dancer. It's an interesting choice. Why did you turn to these two?
Well, I was introduced to Boa, not personally, but introduced to her as a performer several years before I wrote this project by a Korean filmmaker friend of mine. He literally gave me a tape back when there were still tapes around of this girl that was just blowing up all over Korea and Japan. And he said, Dwayne, you like dance things. If you ever think about the international world, you should know who this girl is. So I kind of locked her away. So when I was writing the script and once I had it finished, I kept picturing her. For Donnie, we knew we had to have a dancer that could act. I couldn't have an actor and teach them to dance, not to the level that we needed it, but I also couldn't take a dancer that couldn't act.
Dwayne Adler, he wrote and directed Make Your Move, which is in theaters now on 88.1. It's Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. One of the great things about this movie is the diversity in the casting. You've got a Caucasian white guy as the male lead. You've got an Asian woman as the female lead. There are black characters. There are other Asian characters. And this is quite purposeful for on your part, not just in this movie, but in the other projects that you've been involved in.
It really is. I think when you make a movie like this, you're making a statement. Yes, it's entertaining. Yes, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're paying tribute and homage to Romeo and Juliet and West Side Story. But the cast you put on the screen, I think, and the story you choose to tell is a statement. And I just wanted the cast, and I've always wanted this, to reflect the world we live in. And one of the things I'm most proud of for this movie is the diversity of its cast. And despite the obstacles facing Donnie and Aya, no one ever tells them, hey, you can't be with that boy because he's white. No one tells Donnie, that you can't be with that girl because she's Asian. The race issue is never a factor. No one ever mentions it in this movie, and I'm really proud of that.
In terms of getting the movie made, was the fact that you had such a diverse cast a plus or a minus? Did you, encounter resistance to it from the folks mm-hmm. who were going to produce it and distribute it?
Well, it was both, to be honest. It was an incredible plus in Asia, where a lot of our financing came from. A lot of that was attributed to BOA. And the chance to tell a story about an Asian girl and a Caucasian boy, that was an exciting thing in that part of the world. Here, there was some tentativeness, but ultimately, we found the right partner and our releasing partner who got behind the movie and believed in it. It's a new way to look at the world from our Hollywood perspective, and it's always cautious, always slow with change here.
One of the big tunes in this movie, and of course music plays a big part because it's a mm-hmm. dance movie, is a tune written by Derek Huff. So he's not only an actor and a dancer, but he's a songwriter. This is a tune called Let Me In.
When we were prepping, Derek had written this track, and he played it for me. At that time, it was not a complete song, it was a musical. But he used guitar, he used taiko drums, and he used piano chords. And he said, the guitar, which is kind of raw and rough, represents Donnie, the taiko represents Aya, and the piano chords are them coming together. And he played this, and I was blown away.
What do you attribute the popularity of the dance movies? You've been involved with, two of the most successful ones ever, mm-hmm. Save the Last Dance, and then this franchise of the step-up films. I guess you've got another one, the version 5, coming out just this summer or something, Tom, right?
Right.
And we have things like So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. There is this dance craze that's going on at least in the United States, and is it shared in other markets around the world as well?
Yeah, it is shared, but I think more than anything, dance and music are international languages. They translate, they tell stories, they move us, they inspire us. Dance is called the ultimate form of nonverbal communication, and you could argue that music is the most beautiful oral, auditory form of communication, and both just lend themselves to cinema and to stories. And one of the things that we really set out to do with Make Your Move was let every dance tell a story. When I would write it on the page, I don't try to write the technical aspect of the dance, I write the emotional aspect. What's the story happening here between Donnie and Aya? How are they connecting? And then I work with, brilliant choreographers like Napoleon and Tabitha, who then pick my brain and say, well, what's happening here? And then we find a great piece of music, like Let Me In, and then we put it together. And I think ultimately you know, kind of the long answer to your question, I think music and dance just translate, and audiences are moved and inspired by it.
Are you a good guy to go to clubs with? Are you a good dancer yourself?
They pay me not to get on the dance floor. No, no. You know, I grew up back in the heyday of MTV when they used to show music videos that were really short performance films. You know, I didn't grow up with Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly and Ginger Rogers, but I grew up with Michael and Prince and Madonna and Duran Duran and George Michael. And I guess that short form story kind of inspired me and laid the groundwork for what I like to do and the stories I like to tell and the way I like to tell them.
This is your first time in the director's chair. And in particular, you filmed, you know, all sorts of really complicated, very nuanced dance sequences, which seemed to me to be a real great challenge as a director. Mm-hmm. How'd you approach that?
You know, it was a challenge and it was so much fun. To me, the approach itself, it was a lot of prep and work, but the approach was very simple. As a director, I've got more tools to tell my story with. And those tools are everything from the camera to the lighting to the sound to the brilliant partners I could work with, my DP, my production designer, my costume designer. You've just got a much bigger canvas. As a writer, you have the script and you have your imagination. We can't do anything without that to begin. But then as the director, I've got a whole canvas and palette of colors to choose from. And that just made it incredibly fun. Challenging, of course. And then, you know, to make sure every dance was telling the story. And to keep reminding ourselves that from everybody, and try to give every dance its own personality. There's some dances that are very lyrical and we're on Steadicam most of the time and we're very close to the actors. There's other dances that are handheld, very rugged, raw kind of feel. Then there's big, we call them spectacle dances, where you're in the club and you're in the back of the club, or you're on the stage and you're looking out from the performer's perspective. Just trying to give every dance its own personality.
And is this a genre of filmmaking that you'll stay with? I mean, you've done so many movies now that are premised on dance. Is this something you'll stick with for future projects, or are you going to be doing some other subject matter?
Both. I think we're always, in this industry, you're always a victim of your success and a hero from your success. And when we did Save the Last Dance, there hadn't been a dance movie in, nearly 10, 14 years, I believe, since Dirty Dancing, maybe longer. There was Strictly Ballroom in between there. So that movie kind of relaunched this resurgence of dance thing. So I'm fortunate that people think of me often first when they think of a dance movie or a dance idea. And I have several things in the works. The next project that's probably the closest is a dance movie that would take place in Mumbai. It's a fusion of Bollywood and Hollywood styles between LA and Mumbai.
Sounds like fun. Well, we look forward to that. And Duane Adler, thanks so much. Congratulations on the movie. And I really enjoyed talking to you this morning.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day, man.
You too. Duane Adler, he wrote and directed Make Your Move, which is in theaters now. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning, and we'll have links to information about where you can catch it. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great day.